M109 is basically my first Galaxy test for this Orion 90mm F11 scope. I wanted to pick one that's fairly simple, yet it's not, you know, as obvious as Andromeda. So what I chose is, it's in an excellent position in the sky, is M109. And M109 is very easy this time of night to find. Basically, if you go to the Big Dipper, or Ursa Major, the actual cup of Ursa Major has four stars. Murak, Dube, Megrez, and Fad. Fad being the top left in this particular orientation. Or if you follow the handle over, the handle actually goes into Megrez, and then the other side of the back end of the scoop or the ladle or whatever you want to call it is Fad. Now Fad, if you go immediately up from Fad, just in the same field of view, you can just make out M109. Now, this is not what you're going to think of, a big, beautiful spiral galaxy, but it's there nonetheless. Now, it'll fit in a 24mm viewfinder field of view, but just barely. Now, the way to find it in the eyepiece is, I'm on an EQ mount, so my instructions are kind of that, following that principle, is you see Fad in the center of your eyepiece. With Fad, there are three smaller stars very close to it that make an L underneath it, kind of underneath it and to the left. You want to go away. Well, if you take the L comes down and then veers to the left. So you want to go up and to the left just a little bit. You'll see a star immediately to the upper left. And then from there, you go to what looks like the next star over. And once you center in on that, you'll notice, hey, wait a minute. That star looks a little funny and appears to have a little bit of nebulosity that you can see even in the 24mm eyepiece by using a little bit of averted vision. And we're going to swap that out with a 13 and refocus. And I'm afraid I'm going to lose too much light by doing this. Move it around a little bit in the eyepiece. And yeah, you can still tell there's a little bit of something there, but there's losing too much light. I'm kind of shooting into the middle of the top of a light dome anyway, so it's hard to see. But you can definitely make out M109. There's just not a whole lot of detail there, but it is relatively easy to find.